You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off. Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As you know, we recognize difference makers. We share their stories. We want to encourage and inspire each and every one of us to make a difference where we can. A few days ago, I had a friend who sent me a message about Addison Bethay, and Addison had a shark bite and ultimately had to have her leg amputated. I've tried really hard to try to connect her with those that I've had on The Mark White Show that have gone through amputation. Their stories of encouragement and inspiration have inspired me, and I know that when someone's in a similar situation to Addison, that it can be very helpful in the recovery process. One of the people that Nico Marcolongo reached out to was Keisha McKerney, and Keisha is on the line with me right now because I wanted her to share her message to even more listeners, and she's going to be connected with Addison in the future to try to help Addison in her recovery process. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Keisha.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. I appreciate the fact that Nico reached out to you and some other females to connect Addison to some of those who have had some experiences with amputation and living a life that you learn how to adjust and make those adjustments. And I wanted Addison to be able to make the adjustments as quickly as possible and to know that there is a community out there that can give her support.
Yes, 100%. The support and knowing what's still possible is huge. And basically, you know, I lost my leg 17 years ago, and I haven't found anything that I can't do. Sometimes it's a little bit different, but it still gets done.
Now, you were a sergeant in the U.S. Army, correct?
Yes, sir. Staff sergeant.
Excellent. And when you lost your leg in the motorcycle accident, what was your experience at the onset when you first lost your leg? Did you have people that had gone through this before that you could talk to immediately?
No, I didn't. I actually hadn't. I don't think I had ever seen another amputee before, and I wasn't super aware of prosthetics. So I didn't even know if I would be able to walk again. Yeah.
Wow.
As soon as I wrecked, basically I hit a road sign and the sign cut my leg off. And so it was off at the side. And so I knew pretty much that, you know, that was going to be my future.
And how about the fact that not only did you now have limb loss, but you were responsible for your own rehabilitation because it was outside of your service work?
Yep, exactly. So I was National Guard at the time. I had just come home from Iraq. I was in Iraq February 2004 to 2005 and came home, went through a lot over there, and by the grace of God, came home safe and sound. And maybe a month and a half later, I had the motorcycle accident, lost my leg, and I was off of orders at that time. So I did not receive any kind of help from the military, and it was a challenging experience for sure. One great thing that came from it was that no one told me what I couldn't do, because no one was really there from the healthcare standpoint. And so I was just, you know, I'm very stubborn, and I had dreams and goals, and I just continued to work towards those and never hit a ceiling, which was great.
What were the first steps that you took that your mind started to tell you that, yes, you can do these things and you're not going to be limited, as you said earlier?
I had a lot of people around me encouraging me, you know, family and friends, my battle buddies that I had deployed with, and they were all there. They were all believing in me.
Great.
I grew up with a dream of serving my country. Both of my grandpas served. So I grew up with that very patriotic American desire to serve my country. And so I joined when I was 17. I went to Iraq when I was 18. And when I lost my leg, I was terrified of the thing that I had dreamed of ending 3 years into my career. And so basically, there was this movie that came, that was out, Men of Honor, with Cuba Gooding Jr. He was the first Marine diver in the U.S. Navy that was African American, and he lost his leg and went back to duty. And I watched that movie, and it really inspired me and helped me kind of draw into that inner strength that I didn't even know that I had. Sometimes you don't know how strong you are until you have to be. You know, you're tested, and it really develops your character. And so I just, you know, I continued and worked really hard, and I had that goal in front of me. And I ultimately went back to Iraq. I was the first female to redeploy to a combat zone after losing a limb. And that wasn't my goal to be the first. It was just my goal to continue serving and to serve alongside my brothers and sisters.
And when you hear about another individual, whether it's military or non-military, when you see someone like Addison go through this process and you understand, you know, maybe what goes through your mind, I can't express that because it's not something that I have experienced, but you do. And how does it make you feel, or what is it inside of you that makes you want to reach out to a person like Addison?
Most definitely. Well, because I have sat where she sits, you know, different reasons got us there. And, you know, we're from different backgrounds. However, you know, one day you're walking around, you have dreams, you have goals. And I think I read that she's a cheerleader. She's probably, you know, very into athletics and very physically active. And she may be worried about, you know, what her future holds for her. And it's, you know, and the pain and losing a limb is like losing someone very close to you, like a death of a close loved one. And so you kind of have to go through those five stages of grief and acceptance and all that. And I remember exactly how it felt to lay there and be scared of what my future holds. But I'll tell you that it's probably the best thing that ever happened to me. It didn't feel that way for a few years, but it really took me on a completely different path in my life, grew my character, grew my strength. I met some of the most amazing people, changed my entire destiny, so to speak.
And that is a great message for anyone that's listening right now, because everyone has a challenge that they're going through. And no matter what it is, if a person feels like they can't do something and their mind tells them, no, you can't, this is not something you can accomplish, we really have to snap out of it and think about, okay, maybe what my mind's telling me right now is not the truth. Maybe I can do this. But you have to see other people sometimes. You have to see what others can do and then say, well, if Keisha can do that, maybe that's something I can do.
Yep, exactly. 100%. It's great to be able to see what's possible out there. And, you know, there are so many amputees, young, active ones. You know, a lot of them came from the war, and they have done some amazing things. A lot of them are Paralympians, have set world records, or, you know, I mean, they are just out there killing it. And all you got to do is, you know, a Google search, and you can see that anything that you're interested in pursuing, and to include cheerleading, there's an amputee girl from my hometown in Oklahoma who I believe she was born an amputee, and she's just totally killing it. You know, you can research any of that stuff and find, you know, that all of that's possible, and, you know, and feed your mind of the possibilities and what could be, for sure. And she'll probably help so many people not even knowing it, just going through her own journey.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Keisha McKerney. She was a staff sergeant, National Guard. She had an accident on a motorcycle and lost her leg. And she's talking with us today to share her story and also encourage and inspire those who are out there, especially on my mind right now is Addison, as she recovers in Tallahassee, Florida at the hospital. And Keisha, if you'll stick with me, we'll go into another segment. And I want to talk about a very special organization. We talked about Nico Marcolongo and him connecting us, but the Challenged Athletes Foundation and then Operation Rebound and how they benefited you and what you were able to accomplish thanks to Challenged Athletes Foundation. Will you stick with me?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com
or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad right now to have Keisha McKerney on the line with me. Nico Marcolongo connected us. He's connected me with a lot of people, very special people that I have grown to love, a lot of friends that I have made over the years through Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound. And Keisha, I appreciate the fact that you're here today. You're able to share your story and to encourage and inspire others through what you have gone through, and to show determination and to show this strong willpower, this stubbornness that you describe in yourself, because I think a lot of us have a stubbornness. Maybe sometimes that stubbornness doesn't get us to where we want to be, but it sounds like your stubbornness, you were able to use it to your advantage.
Yes, sir. I think the name of the book is called Grit. I believe so. And the woman that writes it, I can't think of her name. She also has a TED Talk. And basically she talks about, you know, the people who are most likely to succeed aren't the smartest, aren't the ones with the highest IQ, the ones with the most resources or financial, you know, resources. The most likelihood of success is grit, you know, basically not giving up, the perseverance, that internal fortitude and strength, and knowing what your why is.
Absolutely. And when you think about having a why, sometimes it takes some very tragic events for people to find out their why. For me, it was losing my dad to cancer after a 3-week battle. And I know that there are others who've had some tragedy in their life, and it really did give them their why, their inspiration. And sometimes you have to hurt to heal. And I've seen that where it's almost like you have to open up some wounds and they hurt like crazy, but finding a way to heal and to take that pain that you remember, that hurt that you remember, and then move forward and think how far you've come after hurting so bad, there's a lot of strength in that, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. You know, you don't gain a lot of strength when you, you aren't challenged. So, I mean, challenge is hard, but it really can increase the quality of your life and the quality of your relationships and your connections and the drive that you have. And like you said, your why, because now you have a personal reason to be, to want to help people, because you've seen what your father went through. And, I lost my grandmother to cancer as well. And when you see things like that, it really opens up your heart and your compassion, your empathy, and can increase that drive to help others.
And Keisha, speaking of challenge, at what point did Challenged Athletes Operation Rebound come into the picture? I know I've had several that shared about Nico
and him showing up, and they didn't know Nico Marcolongo from anybody, and there's this guy suddenly appearing out of the darkness, and a lot of people's lives have changed because of this guy and Operation Rebound.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Challenge Athletes Program is a Challenge Athletes Foundation is a great organization. I'm fairly new to it. I think I got involved about a year ago, but I have a lot of amputee buddies in the community, and you know, like I said, the Paralympians, the guys that do like Ironmans and marathons, and they really step up and help make that possible. I believe they help people get running legs, and I think they're going to have a running training program near San Antonio here in the next month or two, so they can. And when I was so after I got back from Iraq, after I lost my leg, I was granted permission to go to the Center for the Intrepid in 2009, 2010, and the Challenge Athletes Foundation showed up there and challenged all the amputees and burn guys to a mini triathlon. So they've really been a light in the community, and they really empower people to take things to the next level.
What did you do as far as the equipment that maybe was provided? What was it that Operation Rebound did for you to help you excel?
Well, so I have always wanted to learn how to dance, like ballroom dancing and salsa and all that. But as anyone that gets into that field knows, it's very expensive and very hard to afford. And so I put in for a grant to do ballroom dancing training, and they granted me that, and I've got an instructor I've been working with, and it's been really great, and it's really increased like my balance, my agility, cardiovascular, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun too.
Well, that's good when you can have some fun, and
yeah,
and I know a lot of people have found their passion because of Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I'm talking about those who are first responders, military, and then non-military and first responders as well, because they mm-hmm. find a sport they like, they find something they enjoy doing, and then they're outfitted with the appropriate equipment so that they can go and compete at a very high level, I will say, mm-hmm. when they're going yeah. to be on Team USA and they're competing for medals in Paralympics. It's pretty remarkable what these individuals are capable of.
Yep, exactly. Anything is possible.
I love that. And that's the message I want yeah. Addison and I want others to hear today, is that anything is possible. If you are dealing with, mm-hmm. say, mental health and you're struggling with depression, it's a hurdle you have to overcome. If you have a limb loss, that is a hurdle you have to overcome. All these different things, these obstacles that we have in life, you know, someone loses mm-hmm. a job, or someone loses a spouse, someone has a child that they lose. There are all these different things that each one of us has to go through. But to understand that while we're here doing the best we can, and I'll tell you this, the best thing I found through some of the struggles that I have, Keisha, is to focus on other people and then try mm-hmm. to help them. And in the process of trying to help them, I find help myself.
Yeah, I completely agree. A life of service is very healing, most definitely. When I retired, I started, so something that I love to do, I'm really into rifles, shooting, archery, hunting. And my grandpa taught me how to hunt when I was a kid. And he passed away from Parkinson's and cancer a couple of years ago. Well, I got involved with the Texas Youth Hunters Program and started teaching kids how to hunt, because it helped me honor him. And in me helping these kids learn how to hunt, I think I'm probably feel better than they do when they get a deer. You're exactly right. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And yeah. I want people out there right now to be encouraged by your message. And I want people of all ages, whatever their struggle is, whatever their challenge is, to think about your story of serving in the military. I mean, you were in the Middle East. You were in a very dangerous area. And then your accident happens not in the Middle East, but on a motorcycle accident. We don't know mm-hmm. when something like that can happen. A tragedy can hit. Everything's going great, and then the next minute it's not. And when that happens, I hope that people will think about stories like yours, Keisha, and they will think about stories like Addison's, and that they will find their hope within that story, and that it will allow them to, although they're going to go through some serious struggles, to come out on the outside knowing that other people were able to do that and the accomplishments that you have done.
Exactly. Think about the Theodore Roosevelt quote, the man in the arena, the game goes to the man who's in the arena. Even if he loses, worth trying, you know, and there's something to be gained inside from that.
Absolutely. Keisha McKerney, it's been great to have you here on the show today, and I look forward to more conversations in the future, because I know that you're a champion. You're a person who has a message to share, and yeah, we are going to still have our moments. It doesn't matter what the success we have. I said the other day that, you know, successes also come with the challenges. We don't have successes without those challenges, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we have to know that there's a balance between it all. And even in success, you're going to have a struggle. So let's get through those struggles. And as quickly as we can get through that, then start having the successes. But just understand that there is no one out there who has success without struggles. We all can have success in some area of our life.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the struggle makes the success so much sweeter.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Keisha, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. I sure appreciate it.
And Addison, if you're listening, We're all here for you on the Mark White Show, and we're here to support you. So, again, Keisha's here to support you. We have a lot of people who are rallying around you during this time, and I want people outside of Addison's circle to know that we're there for them, too. Just reach out to one of us. Let us know that you need that encouragement. We'll be there. I'll be there. I know that's what I've made my life's mission. I want you to share this show with your family and your friends and let them know about the Mark White Show, and then follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.